One interesting but disturbing story that has surfaced in the last few days is that Osama bin Laden or his associates may have actually tried to profit in the stock market from the attacks. In Belgium today, European Union officials added to suspicions of profiteering by pointing to out-of-the-ordinary trading in oil and gold shortly before the attacks. Meanwhile, investigators in the United States and Europe had already been looking into unusual levels of what are called put options, or bets that a stock will fall in the future, which were placed on some key stocks just days before the attacks. NPR's John Isty joins us now. John, before you tell us about the details, I suppose you should tell us just what a put option is.
Well, in several markets in the United States, including the Chicago Board Options Exchange, you can buy a contract that gives you the right to sell a stock at some point in the future at the current price. So if the stock falls, you make money. Now, if you happen to have prior knowledge that something very bad is going to happen to a company and its price is likely to fall, you might decide to buy one of these so-called put options. And this is what investigators are trying to figure out, whether the terrorists, with the knowledge that they were going to blow up the World Trade Center, might have decided to try to profit from it by buying a put option that would allow them to sell an airline stock in the future or an insurance company stock in the future at a price that would be much lower because the prices, as we know, fell after this attack, and then profit from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what evidence do we have that the terrorists might have attempted to do this?
Well, we don't have any direct evidence at this point, but investigators, both the United States and Europe, are looking into this. In the U.S., they're particularly looking at airline stocks. What investigators are looking at is the ratio of puts to calls. That is, a call is the opposite mm-hmm. of a put. You can also buy a contract on which you bet that the stock price is going to rise in the future and mm-hmm. profit from that. Well, these ratios are generally very close, 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 3-to-1. In fact, I've got some charts that I downloaded from the internet from the Options Clearing Corporation, which keeps track of all these things.
I noticed I said United Airlines on there.
And these are for United Airlines stock. Of course, United was one of the airlines that had its planes involved in these terrorist attacks. And if you look at the ratio of puts to calls a couple of weeks before the attack, you find that it's about 0.24 puts to one call.
In other words, it's almost evenly balanced.
Oh, yeah, very evenly balanced. Actually, it's all, 4-to-1 in the other direction.
Right. So this is the week of August the 27th through August the 31st.
Right. Now, if you look on September 6th, 5 days before the attack, this number jumps to 25, about 25 puts to one call. And we've got a graph here that shows you that as well.
Hmm. How do we know that it's the terrorists buying these options? I mean, what would be the evidence of that?
Well, we do know that Osama bin Laden has lots of resources, that he's associated with the kind of sophisticated financial people that could certainly do this. What we need to do is try to trace and find out whether or not any of them are involved. In a hearing on Thursday on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury O'Neill said, it's going to take some time because you have to go back through, he said, 10 veils to figure out who actually was the person buying this. You have to go to the broker and then the company in whose name this was bought and maybe several other companies that might be between the broker and the person who actually decided to try to profit in this way. Now, Secretary O'Neill said the Treasury Department and certainly the Securities and Exchange Commission are going to do this investigation, and we should be able to find out who it was who caused these anomalies in the options exchange. I must say that Secretary O'Neill was a bit skeptical mm-hmm. about whether or not the terrorists would be involved. And he pointed to the fact that around this time, a respected airline analyst had issued a report saying that profits for the airlines were going to go down. He said, there are certain business reasons why someone might decide to bet that the stock was going to fall.
Well, worth reporting, but bears watching. We're not
Absolutely.
Reporting this fact. Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jackie.
John Itzty is NPR's economics correspondent.